Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Opportunity Scholarships, Enacting Education Freedom in Nebraska. Joining me in studio is Tom Venzer. He is the Executive Director of Nebraska Catholic Conference. Tom, we want to talk about opportunity scholarships, particularly LB 670, which has been prioritized by Senator Lenihan. Why do we need LB 670?
Yeah, well, first of all, Karen, thanks for having me on the program, and thank you for so much of your work at Nebraska Family Alliance. LB 670 is a school choice legislative piece. It's popularly known as scholarship tax credits. And these pieces of legislation are pretty simple in nature. They essentially make up for the lack of scholarship opportunities that our low-income and working-class families have across Nebraska. And they do this by providing a tax credit to donors who give to scholarship-granting organizations who in turn give those funds to low-income and working-class families. And what we see in our Catholic schools across the state, and we know this is true for the Lutherans, for the non-denominational schools, for the independent Christian schools, is that there are more kids who come and knock on our doors than we have financial assistance available. For example, the Omaha Children's Scholarship Fund turns away hundreds and hundreds of students every year because they lack the appropriate amount of scholarship money to meet the needs of those students. And so what we see is a real need and a real desire for more scholarship and financial opportunities for those families. So LB 670 really makes up for that reality, and it helps people like Jacob in April. Jacob is a young man who was a refugee from Egypt who, because of scholarships, was able to get into a parochial school and to have his life transformed. And April, for example, is a mother in the Lincoln community who was able to get her daughter into a private Lutheran school here, and that saved her from having to work 2 to 3 jobs. And because of bills like LB 670, we'll be able to help more families and people like them.
Tom, I think it is so important to Nebraska families and students that a student zip code shouldn't determine where they have to go to school. I encourage you to listen in tomorrow as we continue the discussion on opportunity scholarships and the role that parents have as primary educators of their children.